Well, it's good to be back. All right. I do come back periodically. I realize I should try to time it so that everyone who was here last time is graduated, because I say the same things over and over again, which is why I was reluctant to make a formal speech here. I think, you know, some of you may know my sordid story. But I did leave here in I left the university in 66, left St. Louis in 67, went to Chicago, puttered around as an entertainment journalist, writing for newspapers, ended up at Playboy magazine, Second City. Second City turned into a job. I worked with some illustrious comedians in those days, John Belushi, Gilda Radner, Bill Murray, and we all sort of moved in a parallel fashion to New York and worked for the National Lampoon, and then that sort of turned into the movie Animal House, and that turned into a 20-year film career. So I've got like 30 years in professional comedy, starting with Cabaret Theater, and then 20 years in movies. I've directed 8 films now. I've written 12 and appeared in about 8 or 10 or something. So it's, you know, I still feel like I'm at the beginning of my career. So the late beginning of the middle of my career now. I feel like I'm just learning about making movies. Every time I finish a film, I fall from the grandiose delusion that I'm the greatest that ever was right back to square one, and I realize I know nothing about it. I hope some of you have already seen Bedazzled. I hope some of you will see it tonight and enjoy it. But I'm currently digesting the public reaction to the film and trying to figure out what I've learned before I set out to make a new movie. But I'm kind of a spokesman for our industry, at least a segment of it, and it seems to get increasing amounts of attention in the public. It seems like a great national pastime, where people even now talk about movie grosses on Monday, like what movie was number one for the weekend, as the way people discuss sports scores. So I know it's it probably gets more attention than it deserves, given the real quality of most movies that get made. But for better or worse, it's my industry, and I'm probably more like you as an audience member. I'm off the charts. When studios do market research, I don't even exist for them as a target audience. I'm 56 years old, I'm too well educated, and I make too much money. They're really not interested in what I think about movies. So my own taste, I would not describe my taste as popular. Which puts me in a difficult position as a filmmaker, because I aspire to make popular movies. So there are great gaps in my consciousness and many conflicting delusions going on at the same time. But having said nothing so far, in keeping with my topic, which is the semiotics of comedy in the postmodern era, towards a hermeneutics of humor. I'm open to questions. Does anyone have any questions, or shall I tap dance until...